coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Lose control of body and soul.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are going to get it started in here. In fact, it's actually Matt and I. All my buddies are all traveling around everywhere. Welcome, Matt. Are you ready for today?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. The rain can't stop us today.
I know. No. I think it's – I'm not sure if it's heading this way or if it's heading that way. You know, it's crazy. I woke up and I hear that pitter-patter, you know. And what I love what's lately been happening is that it rains at night and then you still have your day. And, you know, so anyways, if you're out there driving right now, take that moment to just drive careful. You know, we're all going to get to where we need to be, but it's really about getting there safely. So I want to welcome you to my show, which is the Kim Pagano Show, feeling good and adding value every day in every way. And I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. And I'm so excited. In studio today, we have Cheryl Heitman, which she is executive director of Ventura Music Festival. But not only that, she's actually a deputy mayor of Ventura County, right?
City of Ventura. Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
Thank you.
So we're going to, you know, kind of go over a little bit about my show. And I don't know if you've heard it before, but I'm all about my listeners are interested in feeling good, doing good, and looking good. And that's kind of what we do here. So if anybody was going, wait a minute, I was just listening to Tom Spence and, you know, the whole gang downstairs. Now it's time to, like, feel good. You got all the news out of the way, and we've got some fun stuff that we're going to talk about and just some stuff that we're going to talk about that's people's journeys. So today we're going to have Stephen Ray, and I want to say this right, Ozanich. His book is The Great Pain Deception. And he's a certified trainer, but he suffered in pain for 30 years before finding relief. So he's going to talk to us a little bit about his journey. And then we're going to be talking with Cheryl Heitman again, learning a little bit more about what it means to be deputy mayor. And also learning a little bit more about Ventura Music Festival. And that's coming up here. And we've also got tickets to give away, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. Then also we've got Standalyn Robertson. And she is our organizer because, of course, it is spring break. Well, springtime right now. It's kind of like spring cleaning and when you're busy all the time, it's like, how do you clean? You know, one, you've got to kind of like sweep your brain and kind of reorganize your life, but then also reorganize your home and really get rid of those things that are taking up space in your life because that is what is cluttering your life. So I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-639-0008. Matt is on our board, and he would love to talk with you. And I know we have our first guest, actually, that's going to come on. And we'll talk to Stephen. Are you there? Stephen?
Hello.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. I'm really excited to hear about your journey. And tell us a little bit about, you know, what you've learned and how you've kind of come up on top. I love when I hear stories like this.
Yes. Thanks. I was in pain for 30 years. Pretty much my whole life, I had tried everything, and in the year 2000, I hit rock bottom. I couldn't stand anymore, or function, or walk.
And was it your back, or what caused you your pain?
Yeah, it was mainly the back. Of course, it sometimes would move around, which it often does. But I was scheduled for surgery, and I found the work of Dr. John Sarno from the NYU Medical School, who had showed that the structural part of the spine does not cause back pain, that it was an oxygen flow problem due to an unconscious process. He discovered that the brain was actually trying to divert your mind's eye from things that you didn't want to face, certain powerful emotions. And so it created a pain on purpose so that you would have to focus on that pain and, you know, avoid the emotion itself. Well, I thought he was crazy at first, you know, and I didn't believe it, but he ended up right. And I've been 10 years pain-free right now, and I wrote a book on it.
Really? You know, I just had a woman's support group last night, and we were talking about sometimes people or pains or things show up for reasons because it's important for us to look at what we're going through in life. And so that's kind of sounds like what happened with you, right?
That's exactly true.
Now, were you in an accident or what made you in pain from the very beginning?
Nothing. It just appeared out of the blue, which is the most common effect he calls an acute attack. But 95% of fibromyalgia sufferers are female.
Really?
And he understood why, because virtually everyone heals that comes to him, is that when he began talking to his pain patients, he saw that they were almost all good people, perfectionists, always trying to do what was right, trying to keep everybody happy. And women, they actually care more, you know. They care about whether everybody's happy, you know. And so they suffer at a much higher rate. But the modern medicine is actually keeping people in pain by injecting and cutting and medicating, because that's what the brain wants. It wants you to think that you have a physical problem when you really don't.
Hmm. And, you know, it's my oldest daughter, we just went yesterday, she's got thoracic outlet syndrome. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, he sees thousands of those kids.
Really? And where's he at?
He's at the NYU Medical Center, but he just announced his retirement on April 25th. He's been doing it for 50 years.
Really?
But there's a lot of other TMS doctors out there. His discovery, by the way, he called TMS, retention myoneural syndrome. And it gets attributed many things, you know, carpal tunnel, all those things, fibromyalgia, thoracic outlet. They are all part of this TMS process. And his healing success rate was like 98%. I mean, actors are coming to see him. You couldn't even really get an appointment with him. He was so successful. And, you know, Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa?
Uh-huh.
He had a lifetime of back pain. He just recently went to see Dr. Sarno, and it's gone now.
So what does TMS stand for?
Well, he originally called it the tension myositis syndrome, for myo and muscle. But he realized, wait, this is much more. Nerves and tendons are involved. So he changed it to the tension myoneural syndrome. And then once he realized it also involves the gastrointestinal tract, the skin, the immune system, it switched to the mind-body syndrome. So it's still TMS. But as their awareness expands about how much that hidden emotions actually alter our health and our physiology, that the acronym begins to expand.
Unbelievable. And now, you know, I want to just remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day here in a positive way. And we have a director and deputy mayor, Cheryl Heitman, in here in our studio. And I want to give out our phone number here because Matt is here with us also. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And if you have a question and you want to, you know, ask Stephen about it, maybe something that he's talking about resonates with you, definitely give us a call. We invite your questions. We invite your thoughts. And I want to also tell you that I'm on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show and also at kimpaganoshow.com. You can listen to all my back shows if you're just going, oh, I want to hear this and I'm running into a meeting. So definitely. And also my show replays again at 1 o'clock. So there's a lot of ways that you can get in touch with us. Also, TuneIn Radio on all of your smartphones. It's a free app that you can listen to my show. And also I am on iTunes, so you can download any of my shows there. So I welcome you to share my knowledge and my shows and all my great guests with everyone, with your friends. So, and I appreciate all my listeners and all my sponsors because that's what makes my show alive here. So, Stephen, tell me, what do you have to do? I mean, what is the process of taking care of your pain?
Well, first, of course, you have to do the sensible thing and get an exam, you know, and make sure there's no tumor there or aneurysm or infection, something obvious that needs, you know, medical science. But if you get the same old thing, you know, well, there's a malalignment or herniated disc or arthritis there, these things do not cause pain. They're just sometimes the source of it. So you have to get the exam, and then you can start this TMS healing, which means you have to get out of the physical arena. In other words, you cannot think that your body is failing you. You have to jump into the psychological arena and accept it with full belief. In other words, accept the diagnosis. Okay, my body's fine. But now there's something going on in my life, like you said earlier, which was exactly right, connecting an event. What's going on in my life, or what has just happened in my life? And then you try to connect those dots. And then just relax in the knowledge that you're fine physically, and sometimes that makes the pain go away. Dr. Sano realized early on that when he began explaining the process to his patients, that the brain was actually trying to divert your mind away, that the people began to heal in front of him. And he said, I thought of it as a type of knowledge therapy. I wasn't doing anything to these people. And they began healing by reading his books. And I thought it was crazy, but it actually worked. It took a while for me because I was debilitated. But so you get out of the physical arena into the psychological arena, become much more aggressive physically instead of resting, forget about all the medical stuff, and then start running through your mind, you know, what's going on? You know, it's usually a relationship problem, I found out. You know, a divorce, I see it all the time. My back locked up yesterday. I'm going through a divorce. I think it has anything to do with it? Well, yeah.
That's interesting. Cheryl, you had a question?
I did. Hi, Stephen. It's Cheryl.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you. This is really very interesting. I have three children, one daughter who's has chronic knee pain, so this is kind of interesting. I also have a son, though, who's a physician. And I'm curious to know, what's your relationship with the greater medical community, and how do they accept you, not you, but this whole philosophy?
Yeah, well, I'll have to, of course, say what Dr. Sarno has said. They look at the great success of it, and they just turn and walk away. He said that the response is they ignore it. There's something about it. It's deeply offensive to the patient themselves, which I reacted the same way. I threw the book across the room, you know, and especially fibromyalgia sufferers, I noticed, they really, really get angry if you suggest this.
Well, but, I think, and I want to kind of get this clear, because my husband, okay, many years ago had to have brain surgery, and we had a doctor that told us that we were having marital problems, and we had just gotten married. We were, that was the furthest thing from what we were having. And yet he actually ended up having cysts in his brain and had to have surgery. But I guess is what you're saying is, once you've gone through all of the doctor, the medical side of it, and you realize that, you know, that there is not anything, you know, that there's not a problem, like you said, a cyst or a tumor or anything that's really making that problem, and you get all your tests back and they're normal, then that's when you have to kind of go into your own body and try to heal yourself. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, yes. I mean, you have to check it out. You have to be sensible. There are things outside of the mind-body realm, of course. But this is the problem. There's such a fine line. I mean, a lot of knee people I've seen, you know, and they've had chronic knee problems. And once they accept this process, the pain goes away. Because these little meniscal tears in that, they've shown they really don't mean anything, that they're normal, like a herniated disc. Everybody's got them. The 94 Maureen Jensen study showed it. They took 100 people off the street. They looked at their spines, and only like 30% of them had normal spines, you know, because everybody's got herniated discs. Andrew Weil talks about this in his book, too.
Right. So now take us through the steps that would help people get through this. What is it that we would find in your book?
Well, I'd say the first third of it is my story, which seems to be the feedback that I'm getting from around the world, is that that's the thing that's connecting. And the doctors told me that edited the book for me. That's the thing, Steve. It's that you lived through it. You doubted the process. I thought it was crazy. And then I worked through it. And then the middle part of the book is I say what you need to understand. And then the last part of it's kind of like a healing philosophy in life, you know, because our health really is a report card on our life, and mainly our relationships. And usually the childhood things are the big elements, you know. Marital things, I wouldn't throw that in a whole lot. You can get an acute attack. But the childhood reservoir of anger, that's where most of it comes from and where we become perfectionists.
That's interesting. So the steps that you're saying is what we're talking about. And anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Stephen Ray. Is it Ozanich, okay, and you're the author of The Great Pain Deception. And So you're saying that now you are also a certified trainer?
Yes.
Okay. So did you pull your back out? Where did it start? Do you have any idea where yours started?
I was like 14, 14 and a half, and it just came out of the blue. I look back now, it must have been the tension levels that rose. Because I am a perfectionist, or a recovering one, I say it now.
There you go.
I kind of let more things go. But, you know, we have an epidemic of pain. I think everyone sees it. Everyone's in pain, I think. And we have the most advanced medical equipment that's ever existed, so we have to ask ourselves why. And Dr. Sarno says it's one thing, a faulty diagnosis. They're attributing it to, you know, a little bit of arthritis or herniated discs and things like that, when the body is actually, you know, that's normal aging, wear and tear. I'll give you a good example. Dr. Sofer, who wrote the foreword for my book, he's a TMS specialist too. He said they brought a patient into my office on a stretcher. He was in so much pain he couldn't walk, couldn't move. He was like a board. They rolled him off the stretcher onto his waiting room floor. His doctor wanted to put a ball in his back, you know, that put morphine in. It could squeeze the ball. And he said, you're fine. He said, look at his record. You're fine. The guy, in a couple weeks, healed.
Really? Yeah. But I know, I mean, my mom's got chronic back pain. I know there's a lot of people that, I almost feel like you're saying it's in their head is
no.
What you're saying, right? But you're not saying that? You're saying that we can heal ourselves?
No, I think that's where people get deeply offended. You know?
Okay,
Yes. It's not imaginary. It is very real. And Dr. Sarno said it's the most painful thing I've ever seen in clinical medicine, but it's harmless. Because, you know, it's actually in the body itself. But,
wow.
Of course, everything's initiated by the brain. Any emotion that we have is initiated by the brain. You know?
Well, you know, I mean, and really this is what my show's about is, you know, positive thoughts create positive actions. And sometimes, you know, we get scared as people. We feel a pain and we go, oh, my God, not right now. I don't have time for this. And yet, you know, so how do you – we talked about this last night at my women's support group is that – you know, you can almost think yourself all the way through to the end. So you have to almost think yourself better, think yourself strong, think yourself right. And is that, I want to really grip on what you're talking about.
Yes, you have to visualize. I used guided imagery. It is such a powerful tool that people just overuse. I gave the example of Christopher Reeves. Remember the late actor?
Christopher Reeves? Of course.
He developed an infection in his ankle as a result of the quadriplegia, and he was allergic to the medication. And they said, we're going to have to amputate your leg, Chris. And he went out on his back porch, he said, and I visualized my leg being healed, and within 6 weeks it closed up without doing anything.
Unbelievable.
It will react to what the brain is seeing.
Yeah, I do believe in visualizing, and you want to make sure you're doing good stuff in there. Because if you're not, you know, I mean, we talk about that every single day here is be careful what you're thinking because you can poison your own body and we can get in the way of our own life.
That's exactly right.
I love where you're going with this. I'm thankful that you're sharing this with other people and that your pain is over. Where do we find your book?
Right now, I guess it's at all the big distribution centers, you know, the big bookstores, but Amazon. You know, or my website, paindeception.com.
Okay.
You know, and the deception part is that the brain is deceiving you, you know, not that your doctors are. It's not a slam on the medical industry
at
all.
No, of course. We still need our doctors,
yes,
yeah.
We need them. But it would be nice if they looked into this process. Because if you have pain your whole life, if nothing's working, you got to start looking at an emotional process at that point.
I agree. Well, thank you so much for being a part of our show.
Thank you. It sounds like a great show. I like
thank you.
About.
Share us with everyone. That's how we're growing out here.
Okay.
Where are you calling from, Stephen?
Warren, Ohio, near Youngstown, Ohio.
There you go. All right. Enjoy. All right. Thank you for your journey.
Thank you.
All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break, and we've got one of our winners because all week long we've been giving away Taylor Dane and Women Fully Clothed over at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Center out there, and we've got a concert Saturday night and Monday night. So we've got one of our winners on. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. We got that little bit of showers out there. And we actually have one of our Facebook winners. Renee, are you there?
Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excited. I love Taylor Dane, and your show is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Marina Del Rey, California.
Very good, very good.
I saw you on Facebook.
Thank you. I love Facebook, love the internet, because you could be all over the world now and be right where you're at.
That's right. It's so cool, isn't it?
Yeah. So is this your first time listening, or have you listened in?
Well, you know, I just saw you on Facebook. You reached out. We reached out to each other, and you know, you were talking about everything you were doing, and maybe even having me on your show.
I know. There you go. I love it. Well, gosh. Okay, so what we're going to do is, again, you have Taylor Dane tickets for tomorrow night and up here in Thousand Oaks, and it's going to be a great show. She was one of my guests on my show. Uh-huh. And so what I will do is I will get in touch with you to put you on my VIP list.
Oh, that sounds great. Will you be there?
I will be there.
Well, we'll have to meet up.
I would love to.
And then we'll have to connect to talk about love.
I love it. Yeah. I know. I definitely want to have you on and tell everybody what you do.
Oh, well, I call myself a love designer. I'm the president and founder of Rapid Dating, and I have worked with over 500,000 singles here in Los Angeles and nationwide. And I teach seminars, and I host big cocktail parties to help connect people in the community.
Today
I'm off right now to go do a makeover on a gentleman that flew in from Phoenix to have me make him over so that he can tune up for love.
I love it. Well, you know, I'm a hair therapist. And
really?
So, yes, I love it. So we'll have to talk about this because I do a lot of makeovers too.
Yeah, that's what I do. I've been doing that for years, and I have two books. And
very cool.
I teach Get Ready for Love classes. So for anybody out there that's looking, look me up.
There you go. All right, perfect.
I'm so excited to meet you, and maybe can you email me and let me know how I can get there?
I'll give you directions and all that good stuff.
Oh, I'm so excited to meet you.
All right.
I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you tomorrow. I guess it's tomorrow night, right?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Now I know what I'm going to be. I was hoping that I might win.
There you go. Well, you got it. All right. Well, thank you so much for putting your name down and for all my winners. And I appreciate it. Share me with all your friends.
I sure will.
You got it.
Sure
all right. Will. Thanks, Renee.
All right. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow night.
You got it. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. So you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and that was one of our winners for Taylor Dane. And, you know, again, in fact, Cheryl brought some tickets, right?
In fact,
tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm so glad that you're here joining us.
Thank you. This is really fun. Well, I'm the executive director of the Ventura Music Festival, and our festival's running this year from May 3rd through the 12th.
Ah.
So we bring many, many different acts from all over the world to the city of Ventura, so you can come and hear incredible performers in very small, intimate venues for the most part.
I really like that. You know, I mean, it just is, you feel comfortable in those kind of settings. So mm-hmm,
definitely.
And now the first one is at Ventura College, right?
No, that's actually Sunday, May 6th.
Okay.
But that's the one we have the tickets to give away on your show. And this is a really exciting concert. It's Tiempo Libre, which is a Afro-Cuban jazz group. And they're the headliners. It's also opening that program with Alfredo Rodriguez, who is a young jazz pianist. He has a trio. He was discovered by Quincy Jones.
Oh.
And he is also an incredible talent. They both have performed at the Hollywood Bowl in the past. And just amazing. The Tiempo Libre, I just wanted to tell you quickly about their story, because I know your show's about inspiration and kind of inspiring stories and how we can do things. These young men, there are seven of them, were all teenagers in Havana, Cuba, together at a time when Cuba was completely closed to anything from the United States. And they, at great risk to themselves, built a radio, and then they learned how to do these antennas, basically fashioned out of coat hangers, wire coat hangers, and tin foil, and just things they had around the house, and they were able to pick up music from Florida, which is what their goal was, so they could listen to American music. They were very influenced by Michael Jackson, Earth, Wind, and Fire, a couple of other performers, and they developed their own style of music based on some of the American music that they were listening to in combination with their own Cuban music. They were all classically trained in Havana, which is really pretty much the only thing they could do, and they weren't allowed to play any of this other music. So they developed all this. They were eventually all, through separate ways, able to get to the United States, which was always their goal, to be able to play here. And so they are really an incredible force. They have they've been nominated for a Grammy 3 times, and really the music is inspiring. You can hear the music on our website, VenturaMusicFestival.org. And I think if you go there and you listen to it, you can't sit still, for one thing, and you're going to want to come to this wonderful outdoor concert.
Now, how long have you been the executive director?
I've been there 6.5 years.
Really? And now, do they have their own? Where does it always play? I mean, do they have their own place?
We move every night. We do not have our own facilities, so we go to local churches.
Oh,
we go to schools. We have a concert at Ventura High School, the auditorium there, which is a fabulous 1,400-seat venue with incredible acoustics.
And how did this start?
Actually, the music festival started by the city of Ventura. They wanted, in 1994, they did a cultural plan, and they wanted to have a signature cultural event for the city every year. And they decided on a 10-day music festival. It was chamber music only at that time, and it's evolved through the years through a different artistic director. The artistic director is now Navi Mehta. So it's evolved through the years. We've added jazz and crossover music. We're really spreading our wings. But the core of it still is classical. This year we're having the Emerson String Quartet come one night. They are the leading string quartet in the world, having won 9 Grammys, been playing together for 33 years. So we bring people, really, we are bringing a young guitarist from Spain who won the Christopher Parkinen guitar competition in 06. He was the first place winner, and this is an international competition. And he has an incredible career. Very talented. Pablo Villegas is his name. And again, all of this music can be heard on our website, VenturaMusicFestival.org. And he's really going to be, the concert will be sold out rather soon. So if you're interested, get tickets soon.
Yeah, and now where do we get tickets?
You get tickets by either going to the website, where you can actually pick your own seats for all the different venues. And like I said, we move every night to a different venue. Or you can call the office, 648-3146. That's 805-648-3146.
Right. And now, how often are they?
We do this 10-day festival every spring. It's always the 10 days right before Mother's Day.
Oh.
And we also do a traditional Latin jazz concert every February, in the middle of the month, right around Valentine's Day. There are other concerts different years spread out through the, you know, they're not always at the same time. They're kind of, as performers may come into the area, we will try to grab them. But those are our always
dates. Okay. And now, how do you pick your venue?
The venues or the artists?
The artists.
The artists. The artists are picked by the artistic director in conjunction with the artistic committee, which is one of the committees of the board. We have a 30-person board. We're a nonprofit governed by this 30-person board, and which is a real working board. We have a lot of active committees, which other people can join. They don't have to be board members. The artistic committee, though, and the artistic director do pick the performers.
Now, what is the 12 women and 12 visions?
That's an art project that we do every year. It's an annual art project where we collaborate with some of the local artists. This year they happen to be all women, which was very special.
Wow, yeah.
And we give them something. This year it was screens. Last year it was chess.
Beautiful screens. Now, is this on your website?
Yes, that is on the website.
Yeah.
And then we display those around the county for about 3 months, giving the artists some exposure, and then we do auction them off. The artists do them gratis and give them to the music festival, and we auction them off, and that's one of our major fundraisers for the year.
I love it.
But it's a nice collaboration.
Wow. What a great – I mean, really, you've got some beautiful – you can just tell that – now, so you say that you pick different venues.
Mm-hmm.
How do you pick your venues?
The venues are primarily picked for their acoustics, sight lines, the kind of things that when you come there, you're going to want to be able to enjoy, really feel comfortable and enjoy the concert. Some of them, we go to a Community Presbyterian Church, which is a very old building, beautiful ambience, wonderful acoustics, great sight lines, but it's only around less than 500 seats. So you're really up close and personal with these people who, if you went to L.A., you'd be paying three times as much, and you wouldn't be able to see them like you can. You can actually see our pianist's hands playing the piano. I mean, you're that close. So,
you know, this is so, it's really so nice. It's affordable. Mm-hmm. People can, you know, I really urge people to, you know, go out and see this. Even take your children, because
Absolutely.
It really changes your life once you start to bring this into your life. You know, tell us a little bit about yourself. And anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Cheryl Heitman, and not only is she the executive director for Ventura Music Festival, but you're also the deputy mayor of Ventura City, right?
That's correct.
And tell us about what inspired you to join both of these groups?
Well, great question. Well, I've had an interesting journey, like we all have. I was actually an elected person before. I was a trustee on the Ventura County Community College Board of Trustees for 8 years, serving as president for two. And I really love public service. I really believe in giving back to the community. I think we all give back in whatever our talents are, the ways that we feel we're best at, the things that we're best at. So when I got more involved in Ventura, the city of Ventura, in terms of a lot of the activities, primarily through the Ventura Music Festival, people started coming to me and asking me to run for city council. And so last November I did and won, which was very exciting.
Does that take a lot of time out of your life?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
it takes a lot of time.
You're married, right?
I am married.
And three children and now a grandchild, right?
Right. Yes.
And so, you know, what, I mean, you said you were a therapist career, right? And so this is kind of like the next chapter of your life.
It is, yeah. I'm an LCSW, which is a licensed clinical social worker. I had a private practice for about 25 years in Oak Park, the other side of the county.
That's where I work out there. I do hair out there.
Oh, yep. Great. Okay, then you know it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is a different chapter. I really believe for all of us, but especially women, that we need to take advantage of opportunities that are given to us or put in front of us.
So
we
when opportunity knocks,
exactly.
You need to say, okay, how can I take care of this? And this is kind of how I my radio show. I'm a hair therapist for years and years, love what I'm doing. And now I love another thing that I'm doing.
Exactly.
And, you know, this can take me into the next chapter of my life.
Exactly.
And I meet wonderful, amazing people like you. And that's what it's all about. And there's just so much out here in Ventura and really around wherever you live. I mean, we just had a call from Marina Del Rey. Wherever your community is, reach out. There's people and things that you need, that they need you. They
exactly.
need you. And once you're giving back, oh, my gosh, it's really helping you.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that what you feel?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think seeing opportunities as challenges and not as obstacles, something to be afraid of, but seeing it as something to grab a hold of and go forward. And I think people miss out when they don't do that. So that's kind of how I think I got into both of these arenas by doing that.
Yeah. And now, so I'm really excited to learn more about Ventura Music Festival. You brought tickets with you, right?
I did. For the Tampa Libre concert, which is May 6th.
Okay.
2 o'clock. It's a Saturday. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's at Ventura College outside on the green out there. And it's wonderful. You bring a picnic. You can bring your family. And just enjoy a Sunday afternoon of incredible music, really incredible music, and just fun. People look forward to coming because they know they're going to see other people from the community and just have a great time. So,
is there food or can you buy anything out there?
We will have some food available to buy.
But certainly. It is kind of nice to do a picnic. It's kind of like the Hollywood Bowl in a sense, but right here in our backyards.
Exactly. That's what we like to say. We say we're really like the Hollywood Bowl, but right here in Ventura, and the prices are... Like I said, probably a third of what you're going to pay at the Hollywood Bowl, and you're going to be much closer.
Can we say what the prices are?
The prices, they vary from every concert. The prices for that concert, the outdoor concert, go from $15 up to $45. So there's a wide range, and we do try to make it affordable. We have a senior discount. We have a discount if you bring 10 or more people to a concert in a group. And we do have an education outreach program, which we go into local schools and do music education, and then we do provide... many of our sponsors, we have major sponsors who help support us, and they will give us a certain amount of sponsor money so that we can provide tickets for many children who would never be able to come to a live concert like this and with their families.
I think it really gives so much growth, and you can see these amazing people from all over the world. So I love what you're doing. I thank you for doing it. And, I know that I just want to put it out to all my listeners. If you are interested in going, what date is it again?
They're May 3rd through May 12th.
Okay.
The ticket giveaway is for May 6th. It's a Sunday afternoon.
Okay. What I would love to do is open up my lines right now at 805-639-0008. If you aren't able to call during the time of my show from 8 to 9, there is another number, 805-419-0008. I'd love you to put you on a VIP list for the Kim Pagano Show. And take your family there. Enjoy this. Go out and it's just so fun. It really is. And it's just a different aspect of life. So.
It is. Can I just highlight one other?
Please.
Artist? Okay. We also have a young woman named Nicole Cabell who actually grew up in Ventura. She grew up on the Avenue, which is the west side of Ventura. People in this area will know that area. And at 13, her mother heard her singing. She didn't even know that she had this kind of a voice, but she heard her singing. She thought it was the radio, and it turned out to be her daughter. So Nicole came from a family that didn't have a lot of money. So she worked cleaning people's homes, doing all kinds of things to pay for singing lessons. And she's now one of the leading opera stars in the world, having won the BBC vocal competition, which is the leading competition, only the second American to ever win it, and has this incredible career and grew up here, went to Ventura High School, and is coming back to sing opera, pieces from different operas, the final night of the festival, May 12th.
Oh, my gosh. I want to see her. I want to meet her.
She's fabulous.
Oh, and how old is she?
She's around 30 now.
Really? Mm-hmm. But, that's just really my message here is we don't know... what our gifts are. And sometimes we don't have enough confidence. We don't have, the backbone or the knowledge to go out there. If you have somebody in your family or in your life, and maybe they don't feel good about who they are, but you see their gift, share them. I mean, really give them the backbone to go and do what they need. Because that's what my show's about, is really offering that we can do anything. We can do anything that we put our mind to. Mm-hmm. And so I really enjoyed meeting you having you on my show.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to share Ventura Music Festival with everyone.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. I hope everyone will come. It's wonderful music.
You got it. I will be there.
Good.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we have Standalyn Robertson. And she is... our hoarder. She's our organizer. She's on the Hoarder Show. She is Things in Place. And we're going to talk about spring cleaning. So stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, my mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are starting your day here in a positive way. And Standalin, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm so happy to be here. I'm fine, thanks.
Thank you. I'm so happy because I need to get organized again. Oh, I'm telling you, it is spring, and I know all my listeners, because if I'm going through it, I'm sure everybody's going through it. That's the kind of the way it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, for any of my listeners that might not have heard your show and had you on before, can we tell them who you are?
Okay, I'm Standalin Robertson. I'm a professional organizer and coach. Right now, I live on the East Coast, and I specialize in working with people who are overwhelmed with their particular situation. So, for some people, they're in transition and used to be organized, and then something happened in their lives, and things they're situationally disorganized. I can help them through the process. Another group of people I work with, this has been a lifelong struggle. Sometimes they're hoarders, sometimes they're chronically disorganized, sometimes it's ADHD gets in the way of them working through the process. But I can help any of those people through the journey of getting organized and things in place is my website.
And Standalin, like you just said, you're far away from us right now, but how do you help us if you were out here?
Oh, well, I can tell you a lot of ways I can help you if I were out there.
Okay.
First of all, I work virtually, and I was going to tell you this at the end of our beginning. I am moving to Southern California.
You are? I'm so excited to have you in our backyard.
Yeah. I haven't picked the town that I will live in, but it will definitely be somewhere in L.A.
Oh, very cool.
Area.
Very cool. I love having inspirational people around me. And really, you know what? That's what it's all about, is really putting your team together. And so I'm excited. So, you know, I want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. We got Matt on our board. And Matt, you know, we want to find out if anybody else out there has any problems getting clean out there, you know, cleaning up their mess. You know, what's funny is, what if you kind of love everything, or you're just, you know, everything is kind of indifferent? You know, I've been looking around my house and, you know, I have a lot of stuff, but it's not. You start to look at, well, where do you let go, and what do you keep? So what would be the first thing we can do to start spring cleaning?
Well, the first thing you want to do for spring cleaning is to get organized first, because cleaning an organized house is a lot easier than not cleaning an organized house. And it was so interesting. I had a guy that was cleaning my carpet, and I said to him, oh, I am so sorry. I didn't have time to vacuum before. He goes, you don't need to vacuum before. He says, the reason we tell people that is it's the only way we can get people to get piles off of their floor so that we can do our job.
Oh, my gosh, really?
So if you can deal with the piles, cleaning will be easier.
Okay.
So deal with all of your homeless things.
It's a homeless. That's the key right there. Everything yeah. needs a home, correct?
Everything needs a home. It makes such a difference.
But,
no one ever walks by the milk and go, I'd put it away if I just knew where it went.
Right.
Everyone knows it's in the refrigerator, on the door, bottom corner. Everyone knows where the milk goes. You want everything in your life to be like that.
Okay, so what if, I mean, you can't really relate it to milk, but what if you have 10 milks?
10 milks?
Yeah. You know, what if somebody bought, you know, have 10 pairs of black pants or,
okay.
you know what I'm saying? They have an
yeah.
abundance
well,
because.
I would say is on that because I'm a little bit in that category. I'm always looking for the perfect black pant.
Okay.
And I probably have more than I would like to admit on the radio. But what I've done is I always take the best of the best. So if I'm going to have 10 pair of pants, take the best of the best, the top three. If I'm continuing to buy black pants, usually it's because I haven't found that little fit I'm looking for, so there are ones that I can let go of. I have a certain amount of hangers, and when those hangers are filled, I'm done. So if something new comes in, something old goes out.
So you let go of something every time you buy something.
I'm willing to let go. I'm willing to let go of something to bring something new in. If I'm in a store and I'm making a purchase, I'm asking myself, before I even get to the register, where will this live in my house?
Okay. Matt, you have a question?
Yeah. Would you also tie that in with needs and wants? I mean, there's definitely tons of things that I want, but do I really need it? Is it collecting
Great
space
point.
On the shelf? Is it just going to be in the closet?
I mean, yes, and I think you're bringing up a really good point that just because we want it doesn't mean that we have to buy it. And there are certain things that we need for daily living. There are certain things we need to do our job. And then there are other things that we want to surround ourselves with because we just love them. One of my decisions was that even though I love all of these magazines, I'm going to stop some of these subscriptions. But it forces me to walk to the library to look at, you know, those magazines.
And not only that, now everything's online pretty much.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
that's another thing. But, yes. you know, I think life is kind of like it's definitely a journey. But when you're younger, you're collecting. And then yes. as you get to your middle age, you're kind of going, okay, I got all this stuff. And your interests change. And then as you get a little more advanced in age, then you're going, what do I need all this stuff for? And then you kind of start on the simplifying your world. And, as you get to that next place, you're like, why do I have all this? You right?
Right. Right.
I mean, if you're on the same journey that I am, that's where I'm at. And so now, of course, I have four children and I'm ready to give them stuff. And they're like, Mom, we don't really want that. You know? So
that's right. That's right. It's not that it was a time when it was just assumed that the furniture would be passed down for generations and everyone would keep it. And then they would pass it down when their kids went on. Things are a little different now. We live in a world, unfortunately, we live in a world where people throw out and they want new and
yeah and so you know and I think that
along.
The right and I think that their interests have changed. I mean, you know, and I'm sure it's going to come back around where, you know, antiques or, you know, my grandmother passed away and I still have things of hers, and it wasn't the things that I thought I would want. It's the things that I remembered sharing with her, you know.
Yeah
So you know, you're talking about getting organized. What if there is somebody that can't get organized? That's just not something that they know how to do. To start, what would be the first place or the first thing that you would start with?
I think that if you had to pick a room in your home, I think your best bet is your kitchen because I think it's so connected to so many other parts of your life. It's the heart of the home. It's a lot of times where people even process their mail. it makes the difference in how you eat, how you nourish your body, which will affect how your day goes. It will affect whether you even have the energy to work out. So I would say pick your kitchen and start there and start small. Look at your five areas. You want to make sure, you know, what do my cupboards look like? What do my counters look like? You know, what does my cooling look like? What is my cooking situation? Just go over those particular things, and once you've done that, that's going to really open up the doors. Once you have energy, then you're more likely to tackle other parts of your house.
So for me, my kitchen isn't my problem. I'm like a clean freak in my kitchen because I'm not really attached to, you know, my spoons or my forks or, you know, my plastic things.
Yeah.
I'm not attached to that. It's my closet and my bedroom.
Yeah.
And so how would you work? And, you know, and if my listeners are out there and they have a certain part of their home that they want to talk about, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. But it's my closet. There, I just literally donated tons of my, you know, pants that I thought I'm never going to wear these again. You know, my body's changed. And so I'm not going to do that. But then I think, oh my God, am I going to get rid of them and then I'm going to need them again, or the styles are going to come back, or, you know.
Well, it's one of those things where really having someone with you and going through your closet is probably one of the best things you can do. There are certain styles, when they do come around, you probably don't have any business wearing them in that particular style that, you know.
This is true.
Yeah, so that's another thing to keep in mind. A much updated version of that would probably work better for you. Your body changes. What I see women holding on to things that are the wrong color, the wrong size, they don't particularly care for, but it was either a bargain, therefore they think that they should keep it, or it cost a lot of money and they feel guilty letting it go.
Matt, do guys go through this?
They do some. You know, there are guys that are all looking for the perfect jean that makes their bottom look good, and so they'll just keep going through them, trying to find ones where they don't have origami butt. And then
we don't admit it, but I have to agree, we do.
See, my husband could care less, I'm telling you. And although, you know what, I take that back. It's funny because he just keeps buying more stuff. And I'm like, have you looked in your closet to see what you already have? And he goes, I don't know, I can't find anything. So, you know, and I want to like simplify his life, but I guess I should really simplify my own at the first, you know, before that.
Yeah.
So
I really like the idea when people work with either a professional organizer that has experience as a stylist, but really understands you can have half of the stuff in your closet that you have now and actually end up with more outfits. Because what you can do is figure out what are the key pieces that are missing. Why aren't you wearing those particular pants? And it may be that you don't have the right shoe length, you know, the right shoe for the length of the pants. Maybe just hemming the pants and they'll work with your 3-inch heels. You know, just figure out what it is that you need to do to have those clothes work for you.
You know, I'm gonna hit on one other area, and I know that we're gonna have to have you back, which I love when you come, you know, on my show. But you know, packing for a vacation, that is another huge thing. Or putting your outfits together when you're trying to go away, is that something that when you put them in your closet, should you have outfits? Because you know, there's another girl that was on my show, and she actually looks at your closet and tells you to get rid of stuff like that. Really, that's all she does is your closet.
Yeah.
Do you put your outfits together? You know, like at the studios, they'll put like a pair of shoes, a purse. You know, the top and the bottom. How do you do it?
When I pack for a trip, I usually try to pick a color theme that will work so that I can use clothes over and over again. So I don't want to be taking, I don't want to need brown shoes and black shoes. I need to pick one. For me, it would be black shoes. Okay?
Yeah, black is
it
always good.
It doesn't mean that you can't bring red shoes or whatever, but the point is, if you can get your clothes to work for you. If you're wearing black pants and you've decided I'm going to do black, white, and red, then you can mix and match and get more out of your outfit.
I love it. I want to have you back to talk about that, because I think that you should just, your goal is whatever you're doing, you should have a wow in everything that you do.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, life is too short. Just make it easy, simple, and feel good in every single thing that you do. So
we're so happy to have you getting that message out.
Thank you, Standalin. Where do people find you?
Thingsinplace.com.
Okay, and are you still doing your newsletter?
I am. I'm doing my newsletter. I send out Facebook tips every Friday.
Could you put one Facebook tip on my Facebook today?
We will.
We
will do that right now. We'll put our tip of the day. We'll put it there right now.
Oh, I love it. I love tips. And, of course, I appreciate you being on my show. I can't wait for you to move out here, because we're going to do something together. I know it.
I know. That'll be fun.
That would be great.
Me in the summertime out there, and you'll hear me on the radio before that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you the best, and thank you so much for being a guest on our show.
Thank you. I get energized just being here.
Oh, I love you. All right. Thanks, honey.
Take care.
Bye-bye. And for anybody that just tuning in right now, that was Standalin Robertson. She is a professional organizer, Things in Place. And what a great show, Matt. This was fun. And thank you so much for being a part of my show.
All the time.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, it was really good. And I hope that if anybody's out there and it's still sprinkling, we don't know what it's like out there, I don't know, but drive careful, take care of yourself, and make this weekend count for you. You know, this is our life. This is our show, and make it the best. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, don't be afraid to take risks, to become involved, to make a commitment. Do whatever it takes to make your dreams come true. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you later.
Way. Your job's a joke.